Megillah Esther, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud. Haman has given his prescription of what needs to be done for somebody that the king wants to honor. Ha ha! And what should that be? Parade him around on a horse with royal robes and a crown on the horse. Make it a Lexus with a crown on it. Vayomer HaMelech LeHaman. Again, the trump, glorious. Vayomer HaMelech LeHaman. And so the king immediately, dramatically, says to Haman, Maher, hurry! Kachas halavush, go get that royal robe. Besasus ashkasher dibarta, and that horse, just like you decided, like you spoke. And basechein leMordechai haYehudi haYoshev b'shar haMelech. In case you're not sure which Mordechai I mean, do so exactly thus and so for Mordechai the Jew, the Yehudi, who sits at the gate of the king. Which Mordechai? Oh, you know which Mordechai. Do it for that one, he says. Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta. And he gives him a little forbidding. Do not omit one single detail from what you have said. He's going to do it against his will. He might leave out a couple of little things, like the horse, like the crown, like the robe. Nope, 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 nope. So the king is waiting. And he's waiting, says the Al-Sheikh, because when people see publicly that Haman is no longer in exactly the king's favor and that he's walking in front of a horse that Mordechai is on, then maybe people will come forward if they hate Haman and if they know anything about Haman plotting against him, then they will come and snitch on Haman. So this is a beautiful bit of theater that's being done to expose anything Haman is up to. What could he do? So Haman went and got the royal robe and he got the horse. And he dressed Mordechai. He attired him. Interesting, he had said, Vihilbishu, and they will get him into the clothing. Haman has to do it himself. And so he gets Mordechai dressed, which must have been quite humiliating. And he paraded him about. He led him through the city square. And he called out in front of him, not leaving it to somebody with the PA system, but doing it himself. This is what shall be done for the man, Asher HaMelech HaVetz Bikoro, that the king seeks his honor. Vayoshav Mordechai El Shar HaMelech, said Pasuk Yud Beis, and Mordechai seems completely unfazed. He is being paraded around in a royal robe, on a horse with a crown on it. And he immediately goes right back to his station and goes right back to sitting where he always sits. He doesn't let it go to his head. The Haman nidchaf el beiso avel v'chafui rosh. Whereas Haman is going to have to return to his home. And he returns home despondent. So it says nidchaf, in a hurry. He ran home. He didn't want anybody to see him. He's embarrassed. And now he's depressed. And with his head covered, v'chafui rosh. What's his head covered with? So everybody probably knows the Medrash, that Haman's daughter was up on the roof, and she saw what she thought was her father being led around on a horse with a royal robe and a crown and everything, and that the man leading the horse was Mordechai. So she took a chamber pot full of unspeakables, the Gemara in Megillah tells us, and she emptied it on her father's head. But when she realized that the one who she had covered his head, chafui rosh, with fui sort of materials, she was so despondent herself that she jumped off the roof. Then she killed herself. So, alas, bad times for the Haman family. And now Haman comes in, and he doesn't smell too good, and he's embarrassed and humiliated. Yud gimel vayisaper Haman lazeresh eshto ulechol havav. And his toadies and the bootlickers and minions are all there. And now it's not so much of a party like it was yesterday when he told them about his plans. And so he told Zeresh, his wife, and all of his loved ones, question mark, Eis kol asher karahu, everything that had happened to him. Ruh-roh, he still wants to seek revenge against Mordechai, but he sees it as karahu, says the Malbim. He sees it as just bad luck. Well, I'm sure maybe the king owed something to Mordechai, so he did a good thing for Mordechai. But, you know, this is just a blip. It's a hiccup. The plan can go forward. I have my gallows, right? I was going to tell the king about it. Vayomru lo chachamav v'zeresh ishto. Doesn't say ohavav anymore. It says chachamav. But his wise ones, smarter than him, they may not be the wisest people in the world, but they're going to say something very smart right now. And they were not ohavav anymore. The Sfas Emma says this is a gorgeous thing because they loved him as long as he was in power and could do something for them. Now that they see that his fall is beginning, they don't love him anymore. So they're smart. Tell them the truth. And Zeresh's wife told them, Zeresh Ishto told them the same thing. If Mordechai comes from the seed of the Jewish people, and of course we know that, if Mordechai comes from Jewish descent, HaYehudim, the great and saintly and wonderful Jews, Lo Suchalo, Nope. Asher ha'chilosa l'mpolofanav, since you have started to fall before him, lo suchalo, you will not prevail against him. They're adding salt to the wound here. They're telling terrible things of what's going to happen. But they're predicting exactly what's going to happen, and it's going to happen imminently. You have no choice. Ki nafol tipol l'fanav. You will undoubtedly fall before him. Or it's advice, Rashi says, that you should fall in front of him. Get down on the floor. Beg him for mercy. Everything you were planning is going to be undone. Stop now and try to get some help. But too little too late. Yadalo Domidabrimimo. They were still in the middle of speaking to him and telling him, sorry, say Amelchigiu. And the officers of the king, the messengers of the king, reached the house. The chamberlains arrived. Maybe they hurried because they sensed that something's happening to their great rival at court. And they're looking forward to this job. And so they arrived at the house. And they hurried. But it was chaos. It was crazy. He's trying to clean himself up. He wants to take a shower. He wants to put in their suggestion. But the thing is, he's not going to have a chance. Because they're hustling him out. Out to Mordechai, out to Esther and Achashverosh, he is going to go without ever getting the chance to talk to Mordechai, without ever getting the chance to try to mitigate what's about to happen, without getting the chance to repurpose the gallows, which are going to be used for his own neck. And it's interesting, Erica Brown points out, very nice point, about the Yaakov and Esav narrative. When one goes up, the other one has to go down. There is no balance in the scale of Esav and Yaakov. When Amalek goes down, Yisrael goes up. When Amalek is victorious, Moshe Rabbeinu holding up his hand, so Klal Yisrael will look up, so they can go up against Esav, against Amalek. You can't coexist. Esav soneas Yaakov, Zuhalocha. Mordechai is about to go up to be promoted. Haman is doomed.